We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Apakaba, veg-embracing viewers, and welcome. Apakaba means greetings in Malaysian, a language spoken by about 18 million people throughout the world. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 56 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia and Bogota, channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista, and channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudad de la Ciudad Tunnel, channel 31 on Aso Parabolica Tunnel Cable Company. In Bayoca Real, El Encanto, El Luján, Consolación, Palo Blanco, Europa, La Reliquia, San Joaquin and Santa Elenita, channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Aborizadora, channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 89, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5, La Celera, channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Engativa 21 Barrios, channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Paraguay and Miami, channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa de la Guerrai, channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Chore, channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, channel 30 on Tipiracua Cable Company. And in Orqueta, channel 32 on Damoa SAA. In Asuncion, channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazu. In Hernandarias, channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 26 in Bemenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environs on CiatSat. Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV. Channel 57 in Bouy on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, channel 23 on Cameroon Siat Kumba. In Mongolia in Khod Province, channel 21 on Khan Altail Cable TV. In Ernet City, channel 26 on Ta Tango Cable TV. And channel 50 on Himera Cable TV. In Sugbatur Siling Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongols. In Dahan Uls Province, channel 8 on Dahan Broadcasting System. Channel 14 on Tha Cable Company, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, supervises Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolia Digital Broadcasting, in hotel on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin, in Andahan City in Khanty Province, Channel 23 on Sunbank Company, in Sanchan City in Gunhab Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company, and in Mandahab City, Channel 12 on Kahol Cable TV. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Raycam Cable Network. In Poland, Channel 68 on Neostrata TV Television. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV. And Channel 95 on Yongjialu Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Panghu County, Channel 03 on Panghu Cable TV. In Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Mingchen Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Tongtai Cable TV. In Chai County, Channel 97 on Kaohsiung Cable TV. And in Puzhi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Chiayi City, Channel 97 on CYCCATV Cable Company. In Yulin County, Channel 108 in Doliu Township on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Yongcheng Township on Peikang Cable TV.
Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Germany donates $6 million for global food security. In environmental news, Australia contributes $27 million to help Indonesia preserve her rainforest. In veg news, American physicians recommend a plant-based power plate for optimum health. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, April 11, is the birthday of esteemed Congolese musician Pascal Lukawa Kanza, a multi-talented singer, songwriter, and composer. He was born in Bukavu, Democratic Republic of the Congo in 1958. For his debut album, Lukawa Kanza, Mr. Kanza received the award for Best African Album at the African Music Awards in 1994. His other musical offerings include beautiful songs in Lingala, Swahili, French, and English. Mr. Kanza has toured around the world, collaborating with other international artists. His work with acclaimed Ugandan musician Jeffrey Oriama on the album Emotion led to his being honored as the Best African Arranger in 1995. Heaven bless you, Pascal, for bringing enjoyment to the lives of many through your melodious gifts. May you have a fantastic birthday with loved ones.
Fly-in news. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association relief news update from Peru. Since the beginning of 2010, the southern region of Cusco, Peru, has been inundated by the heaviest rains in 15 years, resulting deadly mudslides and floods in the Teray district of Calca province claimed at least 9 lives and forced over 133 families to evacuate as thousands of homes were destroyed.
Hey expressing deep sorrow and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai donated initially $5,000 in aid, with more later if needed, asking that our native or nearby association members please go help the most vulnerable. This amount could acquire $27,000 in emergency supplies purchased in the United States based on the cost of living in Peru. Following the initial floods in Terre, our association's native relief team went to deliver warm clothes to the elderly and children, and food supplies to the victimized families. However, another wave of floods hit soon after, causing many more people to lose their homes and belongings. The relief team returned to Terre, where they prepared fresh and nourishing vegan meals for 650 people, who depended on a modestly supplied community kitchen for sustenance.
The team then went to the nearby Pisac, where 9 workers had perished in the flooded Quilcapata River. Families there received sealable buckets filled with relief items, blankets, and informative SOS flyers. With assistance offered by local students and teachers, the relief team also organized a presentation to help raise awareness of the tolls of climate change and the most sustainable vegan solution.
Muchas gracias a la maestra Qinghai y a todo su personal equipo.
Gracias, maestra Qinghai.
Maestra Qinghai.
Our appreciation, all volunteers, students, and teachers, for your willing assistance. We are also thankful for Supreme Master Qinghai's wholehearted support to the Peruvian people and for the diligent endeavors of our association's relief team. With heaven's blessings, may the disaster-stricken residents soon recover as such distressing situations are alleviated through humanity's increased care for one another.
Large fire devastates northern India's forests. Beginning early last week, the Deputy Conservator of Forests reported a vast blaze in the Kumaon Hills of northerly Uttarakhand state, with large stretches of woodlands that were consumed by the flames. The thick smoke not only affected residents, causing difficulties in breathing and disrupting daily lives, it also destroyed valued wildlife resources, such as medicinal plants. Forest rangers and volunteers had begun immediately working to contain and extinguish the blaze.
On Friday, April 9th, another fire was reported in the 820 square kilometer Rajajin National Park of Haridwar, also in Uttarakhand state. The park is home to a large wildlife preserve with over 20 species of mammals and more than 300 different types of birds. Firefighters are working to control the flames. Our thanks, local officials, firefighters, and volunteers, for your tireless efforts to ensure everyone's safety, as we pray for the protection of human lives as well as flora and fauna. With heaven's grace, may our more conscientious stewardship return stability to the environment for the abundant flourishing of all beings.
Severe gale and dust blurs vision in Jilin. On Thursday, April 8, Changchun, capital of China's northeastern province of Jilin, was swept by intense gale force winds. As the city became shrouded in yellow dust, visibility was limited to less than 50 meters. Just a week earlier, sandstorms affected approximately 18 million people in Inner Mongolia, Hebei, and other parts of northeastern China, while several Asian regions, including Beijing, were obscured by the thick yellow dust in latter March. Experts note that the frequency and intensity of the sandstorms has been increasing in recent years due to desertification from livestock overgrazing and deforestation. We pray for the well-being of all the affected Chinese residents and that such discomforting situations are swiftly eased through our gentler care of the ecosphere.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
ASEAN Summit yields key initiatives. On April 7th and 8th, ministers from the 10 member nations of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, convened for a two-day summit titled From Vision to Action, held in Hanoi, O Lac, or Vietnam, the organization's current chairing country. Among the agreements reached was a first-ever formal resolution protocol on dispute settlement, with a goal of achieving a 600 million person ASEAN community by 2015, with common economic, political and social ties. This protocol outlines the rules and mechanisms necessary to resolve any misunderstandings in an effective and timely manner. Another key achievement for the summit was the establishment of the ASEAN Commission on Promotion and Protection of the Rights of Women and Children, which is the first regional body to focus on these more vulnerable members of the population. Finally, ASEAN conference participants made a unified call for member state Myanmar to ensure that her upcoming elections are democratic, free and fair, saying that this would help the development and stability of the nation. ASEAN ministers, we respectfully laud your amicable meeting and many accomplishments. Surely your vision of a united Southeast Asian community will soon be realized as friendship and understanding continue to blossom among the people of your nations.
Polish President remembered. President of the Republic of Poland, Lech Kaczynski, his wife Maria, and some of the country's highest military and civilian leaders passed away suddenly on April 10th when their plane went out of control while attempting to land en route to attend a ceremony in Russia. As the people of Poland gathered outside the presidential palace to pay their respects, condolences and tributes poured in from leaders across the world.
U.S. President Obama expressed the admiration of the American people for President Kaczynski's dedication to advancing freedom and human dignity, while Russian President Dmitry Medvedev affirmed solidarity as he stated, "On this difficult day, the people of Russia stand with the Polish people." Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II of the United Kingdom also offered her deepest sympathies, saying, "On this sad occasion, I recall President Kaczynski's long and distinguished public service and his role in the Solidarity movement. The deaths of many other of Poland's leading figures only serve to deepen this tragedy. We join in sorrow with the people of Poland as we send deep condolences to the families of President Lech Kaczynski, his wife and all others aboard the plane. May their souls rest serenely in heaven's eternal love and light."
Barbecue from restaurant sends customers to hospital following a diagnosis of E. coli in 7 customers who had fallen ill after eating at a restaurant known for its beef dishes in Hawaii, USA. 4 of the stricken had to be hospitalized and officials ordered the restaurant temporarily closed. This dangerous variant of E. coli is a bacterial germ that inhabits the intestinal tract of ruminant animals such as cattle and often contaminates meat during the slaughtering process, spreading the pathogen to humans. Although rare, E. coli infection can cause permanent kidney failure and even death in vulnerable persons. Our thanks, Hawaii health officials, for your swift actions to protect public health. May humans everywhere soon enjoy sustained vitality through the wise choice of plant-based fare.
San Francisco's Vegetarian Days bring health and eco-benefits to residents and the city. On April 6th, the city of San Francisco, California, USA, became the first in the United States to pass a resolution declaring every Monday as Vegetarian Day throughout the city. Passed unanimously by the San Francisco Board of Supervisors, the measure was especially led by Supervisor Sophie Maxwell, a longtime vegetarian who has come to know firsthand the benefits of a plant-based diet. In a telephone interview with Supreme Master Television, Supervisor Maxwell described her reasons for supporting the Vegetarian Day resolution.
"A vegetarian diet is a healthy diet as well, and you can get the proteins and all the vitamins and minerals that you need, and it makes you think and be more aware of your planet."
Along with the city's recent vote of support, Supervisor Maxwell explained that the nonprofit organizations In Defense of Animals and the San Francisco Vegetarian Society, who originally co-proposed the measure, can now actively campaign for its expansion.
"It's collective leadership. So we have people that are on different fronts. And my front of this was I passed a resolution from the city. And the Vegetarian Society, the animal rights, the Green Planet folks, then it's up to them to use this resolution.
Joining the front lines of San Francisco's Vegetarian Day is Loving Hut, the international vegan restaurant originally encouraged by Supreme Master Ching Hai. The Loving Hut San Francisco branch was featured on the television broadcasting network ABC7 Evening News in its April 7th coverage of the historic Vegetarian Day resolution.
It makes sense to others like former Beatle Paul McCartney, who's part of the International Meatless Monday campaign designed to reduce our carbon footprint. This restaurant, The Loving Hut, in Chinatown is a big supporter. Yvonne Chow says going without meat makes her happy.
Guilt-free and compassionate and the love within you grow as your love for the animals develop.
We're told San Francisco schools already offer vegetarian choices every day.
There are definitely studies that connect better nutrition with higher academic achievement.
Yes, there's a budget and it will always be there, but what you put in your body, you are what you eat. Your health is extremely important, and without your health, you cannot think about the budget.
Our appreciation, Supervisor Maxwell, San Francisco Board of Supervisors, ABC News, and all groups, companies, and citizens for your support of the plant-based lifestyle. May Vegetarian Day be a further catalyst for the ever-growing veg trend in San Francisco and beyond toward a healthy and sustainable world.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of the total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
Online journalist freed. An appellate court in Guelmim, Morocco, ordered the release of Mr. Boubacar Eliadeb, detained since a student rally in December 2009. Advocacy group Amazigh Observatory for Rights and Freedoms commended his release and expressed gratitude to fellow Moroccan online journalists and other human rights advocates for their support. We are very glad to know of Mr. Eliadib's freedom and wish him the happiness of many warm reunions with family and friends.
Barking dog saves family's lives. Although small and just 1 year old, Shih Tzu dog Scooter saved the day with his persistent barking, which awakened the Segovia family in time to leave their burning home in Florida, USA. The fire was believed to have started from a faulty mechanism in the car, which was parked in the driveway. Even after the fighters arrived, it took 40 minutes to extinguish the flames, and the Red Cross is now assisting the Segovia family of three with temporary housing. Hats off, young Scooter, for your loyal and life-saving alert. May you and your beloved human family be ever graced in heaven's protection and love. For his loving, noble deed, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Scooter with a Shining World Hero Award, along with vegan dog food and $1,000 to help his family buy him more.
Save our planet. Glaciologist warns of drastic ice melt. In a recent interview, Argentine expert Dr. Pedro Scavarca cautioned that all the glaciers in Antarctic's northeast are melting rapidly and continuously.
Dr. Skirvaka, who heads the glaciology program of the Argentine Antarctic Institute, has worked in the field for 38 years.
From direct observation in his travels to the region, he now states that some 400 kilometers of Antarctic ice melt are already causing ocean sea levels to rise. Dr. Skirvaka went on to say that recent Antarctic events, such as the collapse of the Larsen Ice Barrier and the receding Boydell and Shulgin glaciers, have occurred much faster than the scientific community originally forecast.
Our heartfelt thanks, Dr. Pedro Skirvaka, for sharing your decades of expertise to advise of this urgent situation. May we all heed such a clear warning and act now to protect the Earth while we still can.
During an August 2008 video conference with our association members in Canada, Supreme Master Qinghai, as on numerous other occasions, highlighted the critical need to reverse these signs of planetary danger.
The time of disappearing of the ice means also the spelling of trouble for our planet. Of course, it would be better if we already saved the planet before the ice melted, but as it is, we can only do the best we can and trying to inform everybody to save themselves by being vegan. If the ice melt quicker, then of course we have shorter time to save the planet. But nevertheless, because people are joining a vegan diet, we still can manage to save the world.
Save our planet. Touring the site after a cargo ship went aground in the protected Great Barrier Reef area, Australia's Prime Minister Kevin Rudd calls for a revision of laws to ensure the valued marine ecosystem is protected from future environmental disasters.
Save Our Planet, Japanese-based electronics company Sony, announces its Road to Zero plan with a goal of producing zero emissions by 2050, as well as reducing other eco impacts by minimizing the use of chemicals, conserving resources, and supporting biodiversity.
Save Our Planet. In New York City, USA, unemployed young adults participate in the city's Million Trees NYC training program, which provides paid on-the-job internships in forestry, ecological restoration, and horticulture.
Hello, Buzzy the Honeybee here. My diet has no animal products. Today, I'm going to share a shopping tip. When buying a jacket, for instance, try to think of how you are going to use it. Does it need to be waterproof? What is a good length? Do you need a hood? A liner? The more features you want that can be found in one jacket, the less likely you will need to purchase other outer garments for each of your activities. It's a way to be frugal and use less resources. Thanks so much for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Thank you for tuning in, and now for the weather around the globe.
In humanitarian news, Germany donates $6 million for global food security. The funds will support five food and agriculture organizations of the United Nations programs in Africa and in other parts of the world. Implementation will be between 2010 and 2012. Of the total amount, $2 million U.S. dollars will be allocated to provide nutritional foods and assist in occupation development in sub-Sahara Africa. Another initiative involves helping build business partnerships between farmers and agricultural enterprises in Kenya. In Uganda, Tanzania, and Sierra Leone, a project will be initiated to aid in ensuring all people have the availability of food. The contribution will also go towards improving food and bioenergy production. We send our respectful gratitude, Germany, and God bless your generous commitment to nations in Africa and elsewhere. May each citizen of the earth receive plentiful plant-based nourishment for a happy and sustainable future for ourselves and our planet.
In environmental news, Australia donates $27 million US dollars to help Indonesia preserve her rainforests. The two nations are joining in the Sumatra Forest Carbon Partnership project. It will work towards preventing deforestation in Jambi Province. Indonesia-Australia Forest Carbon Partnership Coordinator, Mr. Neil Scotland, said the partnership in Jambi is a demonstration activity, which is a pilot project to show how you can reduce greenhouse gas emissions in practice. Our sincere appreciation, Australia, for your important aid and collaboration with Indonesia to mitigate climate change. May the magnificent life-sustaining forests continue to flourish for eons to come in a long-lasting world. Up next on Noteworthy News, the vegan power plate is recommended by doctors as the best way to stay healthy. We're stepping out to say hello to the birds and return right away. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. More assuring news when we return.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, enriching news for an ample world. In Veg News, an American nonprofit medical organization promotes plant-based food guidelines. Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, or PCRM, which encourages compassionate and preventative medical practices, recommends the power plate. It is a graphic that illustrates a plate divided into sections for fruits, grains, legumes, and vegetables, and suggests eating from each of these groups daily. Ms. Susan Levy, Director of Nutrition Education at PCRM, said, "Studies show people who eat mostly from the four power plate food groups have the lowest risk of obesity, heart disease, and diabetes." Our many thanks, Physician Committee for Responsible Medicine, for providing a convenient illustration of how we can eat a life-supporting plant-based diet. May everyone opt for a low-emissions vegan diet for an enhanced well-being and to save our planet.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production: Q fever, norovirus, swine flu, Ebola Reston virus. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus. Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock, some of the costs of meat eating, infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk. Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion US a year. Cancer. Colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Uses up to 70% of clean water. pollutes most of the water bodies, deforests the lungs of the earth, uses up to 43% of the world's cereal, uses up to 85% of the world's soy, causes world hunger and wars, 80% cause of global warming, plus more. Some of the costs of milk consumption: cowpox from milking cows, bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Let's enjoy some humour with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai in All Axis, All Vietnamese, entitled Net Income.
Cái anh chàng kia muốn tới xin hỏi cô kia làm vợ. Thì ông nhà cũng nói rằng anh có nuôi nổi con gái tôi không? Tại vì nó con nhà giàu quen rồi, nó xài tiền rồi cũng rộng rãi. Bây giờ anh cưới nó về thì anh nghĩ rằng một tháng tiền mà nó vô đó cỡ chừng bao nhiêu, tôi coi có đủ không tôi mới cho anh cưới con gái tôi. Thì ông kia ông nói rằng con nghĩ rằng cũng cỡ chừng 2.000 đồng Mỹ Kim á, hai người sống thì chắc cũng được. Cái ông già ông nói vậy chắc cũng được, 2.000 thì cũng được lắm đó. Thì tôi cho con gái tôi cỡ chừng 1.500 nữa là chắc sống cũng hào phóng lắm rồi. Vậy được, thôi bằng lòng cưới, cho anh cưới đi. Ông kia nói dạ, cái 1.500 đó nó đã cộng chung ở trong rồi.
And now for our viewers' heartlines on an interview with Australian animal telepathic communicator Simone Lee.
I wish I could hear more. I heard it once, not with my ears, but like in the middle of my head. I heard it like a small voice, but I knew what the cat meant. It was a beautiful moment. I wish people were more open to the unknown or forgotten. Lion Goddess from Canada.
I really want to believe in animal telepathics. Karina from Sweden.
Open-minded viewers, thank you for your comments. Animal communicators like beautiful Simone Lee give us great insight into the delightful and loving world of our co-inhabitants. We pray people and animals will soon live together in harmony and respect. For more information about Miss Lee's amazing work, please visit www.simonelee.net/animalcommunication.htm with heaven's grace.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
Now we say Semoga Diramati Tuhan, which means God bless in Malaysian. May celestial music enrich your days with joy and wonder.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Costa Rica's newly created Ministry of Social Welfare announces plans to relieve the extreme poverty of 20,000 families over the next 4 years through comprehensive government programs and provision of services.
Turkey launches a new 24-hour Arabic language variety television channel, TRT El Turkiye, with satellite broadcasting to 22 countries and availability to over 300 million Arabic speakers.
The 7-person crew of a U.S. shuttle Discovery successfully docks at the International Space Station, delivering equipment and supplies before embarking on the first spacewalk of their 2-week mission.
As part of the nation's Village Awakening program, the Sri Lankan Building Ministry is helping develop nearly 250 communities in the north and and eastern parts of the country by providing infrastructure for irrigation, road and water supplies.
The UN World Health Organization sends medical personnel and supplies as emergency aid to assist residents following civil conflict in Kyrgyzstan, while UN Secretary-General Ban Ki-moon dispatches a special envoy to promote peaceful dialogue.
Legislators in Kentucky, USA passed the Equine Health and Welfare Bill to assist neglected and abused horses through the formation of a council that will establish regional care centers for the horses.
At a meeting of the Arab Women's Legal Network in Amman, Jordan, delegates from the organization's 18 member nations discuss ways to continue expanding support for female representation in legal decision-making positions.
Visiting Bosnia and Herzegovina, Hollywood actors Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, who is also a UN Goodwill Ambassador, pledged their support for awareness raising to bring more aid to the region.
The Turkmen government strengthens an anti-drug campaign to protect youths, while President Gurbanguly Berdimuhamedov calls for concerted societal efforts to eliminate illegal drugs and their harms.
U.S. news agency CNN highlights 10 urban regions as candidates for the world's best cities based upon favorable scores for general livability, including Vancouver, Canada, Berlin, Germany, and Singapore.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.